We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Bo, and we had seen last time the idea that light emanates from darkness, and there is no light like the light that emanates from the essence of darkness, and that this is part of the idea that the redemption had to come from the depths of Mitzrayim. This was part of the idea that the redemption happened through the plague of the firstborn, that the firstborn represented the things that people like in the material world, their firstborn boy, their continuation, whereas the Torah said, I want you to sanctify that first boy. I want you to dedicate your first boy as a holy part of the family. And that corresponds to what the Egyptians, the plague of the firstborns. And all of this goes back to the idea that from the darkness there comes out light. Shelekach tzarich lifnei ha'geula liyot galut. That's why before redemption there must be exile. V'ara kodem latov. And first we have bad and only then do we have good. Shezu ha'tachlit shemitoch ha'galut atzmai yatzmichut ha'geula. This is the essence, that from within the exile itself grows the redemption. V'yafchu letov et kol inyanei ha'galut v'ara. And they turn everything bad about the exile into something good. And this is a fantastic theme in Judaism. The capacity to make good out of bad. The capacity for tshuva. And we saw this idea in the Magen Midovna in the Sefer HaMidot. The Magen Midovna said, if you look at the world, you can find a very depressing thing in the world. It's as though more things are imperfect than perfect. More things are bad than good. More things are unfinished than finished. And the Magen Midovna said, yes, that's because our job here is to finish. That's our job. Every time you see something imperfect, what you're really seeing is potential for good. And the world was created with a tremendous amount of potential for good. Anything that you might call bad is really something that's potential for good. It's just a question of realizing that potential, and that's our job. Zeu inyan chashocha vehada nehora. This is the idea of darkness and then light. When you could take that darkness and uplift it to the point where you cause it to become a source of light, so then the light is much bigger. And this was the idea here of the redemption from Mitzrayim. That it says, Hashem says, I will take you out with great awe. What's the great awe? The revelation of the Shekhinah. And the idea is, it says in the verse, Hashem places darkness, there is night, and then the wild animals of the forest, they come out. Specifically, at the time of darkness, when a Jew finds himself in darkness, and he doesn't see the light of godliness, mitgabrim biyoter kol chay toyar. So then, when a Jew feels he's in a dark place in his life, that's when the animalistic tendencies come out of the woodwork. When you're in the dark at night, the wild animals come out in the forest. When a person in his own life is in the dark, that's when the wild animal within him starts coming out. Mitgabrim biyoter kol chay toyar, kol hayetzarim ha'afelim ha'ta'avot ha'ra'ot. All those dark desires that a person has. Ach, but the pasuk continues. Tizrach ha'shemesh. What happens in the forest when the sun shines? Yasifun. They all run away. Everyone collects to their little hiding place. Kasher me'ir ha'or la'yudi ve'roe or elokut yitbarach. When a Jew starts seeing life, when he starts seeing the light of Hashem, then he starts looking at those desires and he says, what are they worth? That's ridiculous. That's what I was interested in. He could see through it and see how worthless it was. When he's in the dark, then his desires take on new life. When he could walk out into the light, he looks at that and he says, well, what was I interested in that for? Part of it is a productive life. When a person is depressed and he's not doing anything, so then his mind goes to all kinds of funny places. all kinds of desires start coming out of the woodwork. But if he's productive and he's active and he's moving the world forward, so then he looks at that and says, who has time for that? What's that worth? Tachlit avodat Hashem hi chashocha v'ad anhora. The essence of the service of Hashem is darkness from which comes light. Ma chashocha gufa la'asot nehora. The darkness itself should be turned into light. She'az anehora hi b'madriga acheret legamri. And then the light is on a totally different level. V'zeh tachlit ha'geula, and that is the essence of redemption. As the pasuk says, b'yom ha'koti chol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. La'achar she'makeh u'mchaleh et hara, Hashem says, on the day when I smote the firstborn of Egypt, after Hashem removes that which is evil, what is the next word in the pasuk? As hikidashti li chol b'chor b'vnei Yisrael. Then I sanctify the firstborn of Israel, lekadesh et kol ha'naot la'Hashem itbarach. Then we could sanctify that which hitherto represented the materialistic desires can now represent sanctity and holiness.